Another woman spoke as if she were telling a story to a group of children. She began, "A little boy grew up in a Samaritan village. He had a happy childhood, and sometimes his parents would take him to the neighboring villages, to market, or occasionally they might even go to Galilee to the sea for a vacation." You can see she's telling the story of the Good Samaritan. By positioning herself as someone telling a story to children, she wasn't assuming the same authority. She wasn't framing herself as an authority figure doing a sermon. A third woman, rather than stepping outside the text to comment on it in her own voice, that would be putting her authority on record, she retold the story in a kind of literary register. So, for example, she said, "The clarity of the directions that God gave him were as a stab in his heart." So it's not that she isn't speaking with authority, but that she isn't putting on record the fact that I, as commentator, am making this interpretation. And the fourth woman also downplayed her authority by maintaining a low-profile stance. So what this example shows is that the four women assumed very different footings. They created very different alignments between themselves and their listeners. Finally, we could say they positioned themselves differently in their sermons. When we understand ways of speaking in these terms, I think it tells us more about how people use language and the power of the language that they use than we would learn from, say, counting up words or phrases or certain kinds of language and trying to say which is used by men and which is used by women. So that's what we'll be trying to do in this lecture, show how we balance the needs to be connected to the person we're talking to and the hierarchical relations and get just the right blend. And what we've seen in the examples of the women giving sermons is that, this is my interpretation here, that they are downplaying their authority so as not to come across as being too big for their britches, but they are trying to communicate something to the audience, and that's where the connection comes in. Here's another study. A linguist named Elizabeth Kuhn was comparing how women and men professors spoke on their first day and on their first day of class, and she was surprised that the women seemed to be making statements that were in some ways more forceful than the statements made by the men. That seemed like a puzzle to her. Well, she also found that if you looked at how people were framing what they were doing, you could understand that difference. The men, she found, tended to foreground their authority, again, like what Francis Lee Smith found in the sermons. And here's an example from a man professor, first day of class. "I have two midterms and a final, and I added this first midterm rather early to get you going on reading discussions so that you will not fall behind." You see that he's putting himself in the foreground, foregrounding his authority by saying, "I have midterms, I added the midterm, I made these assignments." In contrast, listen to how one of the women professors in Kuhn's study told her class about requirements. She said, "We're going to talk about the requirements. It's very forceful. It doesn't have the ums and the uhs, but it is downplaying her authority in that it says the requirements are out there, and it doesn't put on record the fact that she's the one who made up the requirements. We find, as Elizabeth Kuhn found in her study, that women were more likely than men to take that stance, that is to talk in a way that did not set up, emphasize, and put on record their authority. It isn't so much that the women are trying to downplay their authority as that they're trying to balance the needs to be a good person with the authority that they have in the situation. And so for them, talking in a way that doesn't put their authority on record is a way that they can take into account that need to be a good person by not seeming to, quote, be too big for your britches. Eleanor Oakes has approached gender in a similar way. She has an article that she calls Indexing Gender. And what she points out there is that people assume stances that become associated in a given culture with being male or being female.